This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Samian here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rich, and here's what he has to say. Hi Samian, recently I added a comment on one of Joker's videos, over on YouTube, and someone on YouTube kept removing and deleting it. Here's my comment to the video called, Soft Men Have Lost Their Minds, and I quote, I did a social experiment. I've been told that I'm a 6 or maybe even a 7 out of 10 with regards to looks for a guy, and I'm 6 feet tall. And yet I've only maxed out at about 5 to 20 likes and matches on Tinder in my local area in 7 days. So then I used a filter on Snapchat called My New Twin, and I uploaded new filtered pics from Snapchat onto Tinder as a woman. Same age, same information. Same everything, but just a woman, and I maxed out at 99 plus likes in under 20 minutes. Don't judge me too harshly, fellas. I was just curious and I wanted to find out the harsh truth and reality about women, and these dating apps myself. And Joker is definitely not joking about all this stuff on here. Save yourself the hassle and stay off of all these dating apps, guys. Try yourself and you won't believe it, lol. They definitely have a monopoly over us guys, to say the least. No wonder they behave so damn poorly and have such an overinflated sense of entitlement. So same man, my comment was yanked. Why is that? Is it just too offensive for YouTube? I don't think so. Maybe it's just too damn insightful and the truth. Please help me out with this one, please. Am I losing my mind or is it that freedom of speech has now been taken away from all of us? What hope do we have left if men are being censored in such a way? Well, Rich, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. As a YouTuber, I can go into my content moderation section and censor certain words. I do that to basically make sure that my name and address don't pop up in the chat in case somebody tries to dox me on my own channel. Maybe Joker has set up his own filters on a specific word that you're using. Maybe YouTube doesn't like what you have to say with all their AI moderation these days. Those are the only two reasons I can think of for your comment not appearing. But as for your little thought experiment, where you posted a picture of yourself as a woman and received tons of attention from men, it kind of reminds me of the situation where someone posted a woman that was photoshopped to look like a pig with a hairy back and snout, and got hundreds of matches on Tinder in the first day, and tons of messages. The thirst for hot bacon is real out there. If you really want to know how bad things are, then just look at this graphic from Statista showing you that today you have to be at least 6 feet tall to get your foot in the door when it comes to women. This other graphic created by a woman shows that you're invisible if you're 5 foot something. There was a study recently where they asked men how they felt when they saw a woman they didn't find attractive. The men said they felt mildly annoyed. And they asked women how they felt if they saw a man that they weren't attracted to, and the women pretty much said they didn't see him at all. They didn't register an emotion either. What the guy was entirely invisible. So at 6 feet tall, you're barely visible to 25 to 30% of the women out there. But at 6'6", which is the ideal height for them, they all seem to see you. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use your points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to there aren't enough women to go around, even though most of them are riding the cock carousel clown world show. Rich, with regards to online dating, besides the obvious demographic imbalance of there being way more men in the population than women, I think it's 104 or 105 men for every one woman. There's also the issue of immigration that brings in more men than women. Not to mention that the dating apps are also usually two men for every one woman. The other half of the women don't even need dating apps because they're usually good-looking enough to have chads approach them in real life. It's just the leftover women that aren't. The world is not fair to men in more ways than just the dating market. Recently, someone sent out resumes where they put a male name on it versus a female one, with the exact same characteristics, and the female resumes got 2 to 3 times more callbacks. It's a woman's world on Bumble, where men need to be 6'6" and in the job market, where men need to be even more qualified than women to simply get an interview. Yet women are now the majority of college graduates. Considering that the average man is only 5'8" or 5'9" in North America, and the man women say they want idealized is 6'6", it means that if you're either a Croatian or Serbian basketball Chad or Vlad, you would really clean up around here. But unfortunately for Western women, such guys wouldn't even want the local women around here that are usually 6'6" in width to his 6'6" in height. I always jokingly hear the remark that women are looking for a man that's 6'6", 6-figure income, at least 6 inches long in his loins, and 6 feet tall. I guess now we need to change that to the 4-6s. If the current crop of black-pilled incels think they have it bad, can you imagine what it's going to be like in another 10 or 20 years? That's why I think the whole transmaxing thing is about to take off. Because not only won't there be enough women out there, but also because of women's ever-increasing expectations. Remember that only about 20% of women thought that 6 feet in height was enough. The rest wanted even taller. But God forbid that the same men that she wants don't want her at her sexiest to 250 pounds.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Feminization of men for attention, or what I'd like to call drag maxing, is also kind of getting crazy. Recently, there was an unrecognizable picture of Shia LaBeouf floating out there where he's dressed in drag, like some sort of cross between a Roman emperor and a princess. I guess it's too bad that Optimus Prime saved him because he's now becoming a transforming Decepticon named Megatwat. Maybe guys can start to prank other guys on dating apps and make them unusable by posting pictures of their female version that's made through an app like FaceApp, and then speak to the guy they connect with in their male voice over the phone, and explain to them that men make up more than half the people on the site, and give them other red pills about women. I think that would be an awesome way to spread the truth about the sexual marketplace. Of course, you know that would probably backfire, and the guys that were being pranked would simply report you to the app company, and you would be kicked off. If you go out of your way to help red pill the blue pill guys out there, it's typical that their subconscious will go into defensive mode, and they'll fight back. With regards to women getting that many responses on Tinder so quickly in 20 minutes, remember what I said about most men being invisible. For guys, most have to swipe right and sort out the rest when there's a match. For women, they have to sort out the men twice. The first time they swipe right on the 5 to 10% of guys that they want. Then when they match with some of them, they have to sort out if the guys want sex or if they want a relationship. But first, of course, she rides the cock carousel, and only after that can she see if he's actually going to be a longer-term prospect. Plus, let's not forget she has to make sure he doesn't have a girlfriend and a family and that he's actually willing to commit. Those differences between the sexes might be so big that they might as well be a difference between first-world and third-world problems. Women's selection of men is out of this world these days. and with it now two are their expectations. For me, Tinder was great because after a week or two, I could get a girlfriend. If a woman wasn't interested in meeting and just talking, I would ghost her immediately and move on to the next one. Back when I was on Tinder, it actually allowed me to find relationships a lot quicker. So I would assume the same would be true for women if the ratio between men and women was 2-1. That also means they can afford to be a lot pickier, and a 6-foot-tall man such as yourself, Rich, wouldn't be physically rich enough anymore. By the way, anywhere between 5 to 20 likes is actually pretty good. Don't feel discouraged by that, especially if you didn't just swipe right on every single woman that you saw. That's a respectable number for a guy. Incels might only get one or two people swiping on them and matching, and then they end up being put in the friend zone by them. They would probably say that you have so-called Tinder privilege. I'd get about 5 to 10 matches a week when I wasn't paying for that service. I don't know what it would be like today. I went on there as I was scripting this video and went through a whole bunch of women in their early 40s, and I was scared by the number of cat moms, tattoo-covered ladies, and single mothers on there. Those are just some of the red flags, and not to mention that they all look post-wall even though they were trying to stay in shape for the most part. All of them were also dressing in clothing that would be better suited for 25-year-old women. Would I want to see any of them naked? No. And I've got some really low standards. So looks as they'll all be backing up the truck on the pet value stock that's listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. It's pet.to, if you're wondering. This is not financial advice, and the PE ratio currently is 28, which is way too high. But as I said, on a massive dip, I may actually go in. Otherwise, I'm going to stay on the sidelines. Yet something tells me that those 40-year-old women still have out-of-this-world expectations and standards. That's probably why they're still on there and single. As for YouTube deleting comments, why don't you go over to Rumble and make an account and leave comments over there? Even Better Bachelor has an account. I know you probably do that, but I'm sure other people don't. With regards to Tinder, it's not about the volume of likes that you get, but the quality of them. From what I've seen, it's mostly the low sexual marketplace value women that make up the majority of matches for me and my friends. Women are pricing themselves way too high and will die alone surrounded by cat feces. They don't care at this point either, because it's either chat or cats. It's sad that our species has come to this. As for freedom of speech, it's definitely being taken away. YouTube stealthily changed my comment section, so I had to manually approve all of them. Joker told me what happened, and I changed my settings, and now most of my comments get through and are not being moderated by YouTube. They definitely want to reduce the discourse so that our ideas don't spread as quickly, and we can't express our grievances because that means there's social proof. Don't worry though, you can always use Twitter, which is 99% censorship free. And Joker's posting on there now. Google's online business monopoly looks like it's about to be broken up in an antitrust case. And that means there's a good chance that Rumble starts serving more ads and is able to make enough money to support content creators on that platform. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rich for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Google wants to smash freedom of speech, but it looks like the US government is about to smash their monopoly. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women in the future that'll only date men that are 7 feet tall away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.